conservation. These are really complicated issues. We have been grappling with them for a number of years. We've had a number of very good sessions where we've worked on the margins of earlier meetings. I think it's very important for the stakeholders to be present at each one of these meetings so that we can ask our questions and understand the answers. I think, as was pointed out by one delegation, we've made decisions in the past relying on advice that we thought was correct, only to find that there have been shifting interpretations of the rules. We're talking about legal rules, we're talking about accounting practices. So as a process matter, and I think I'm hearing information today that I haven't heard before. So if we're going to solve this, we're going to have to solve this together with the stakeholders coming together and working through these issues. So if there is a requirement to have a sufficient amount of cash on hand on January 1st, I think the fundamental problem that we have before us is how to ensure that on January 1st of each year there is an amount of money that is satisfactory. And I'm hearing different things. I thought I heard the full budget. Now you're saying we could be comfortable with 50%. I'm not getting a precise answer, but it strikes me that there is a need for some liquidity fund to be established that's essentially extra budgetary that would be available to cover the costs that we anticipate so that when payments are made, there would be a way to then replenish that cost. And a number of delegations have been much more articulate than I am in explaining how that could be used. But I think we really need to kind of fully understand how that mechanism could be used. It also strikes me that we may want to identify those costs that are most critical at the beginning of the year. And our delegation's increasing thinking on this is that the staffing costs are probably the most critical thing to make sure that we've addressed. And if we're going to prioritize in our budget, the experience we've had over the last year has been one where we've had uncertainty both about staffing and about meetings. If we can address staffing, if we can ensure that we have a liquidity fund at the beginning that will address our staffing needs for a particular year, we've addressed it and it's off the table. And then really the issue becomes, how do we ensure that we have funds available to cover our meetings? And if funds that come in are not sufficient to address our meeting requirements, then I think the sacrifice we have to make is to reduce the number of meeting days. But if we continue to have a system where we have uncertainty about both staffing and meetings, I think it compounds the problem. On the question of the contingency, with respect, Mr. Chairman, we have been very clear in the informal meetings that we were not in a position to support the contingency, so this is not a new statement on the part of the United States. But for many of the reasons that have been cited by our colleague from Japan and from the distinguished ambassador from Brazil, we also are unable to support the contingency fund this year. So I think I'll stop there. I did want to sort of provide these observations, but I think the key question for us as we move forward is let's get the right experts together and really work through this. It's been very difficult to do this kind of seriatim through meetings every 4 months, and it's been exceedingly difficult to do it without the right expertise at the table to solve the problems. Thank you.